Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani Member Avram Gold. I am Tim Masechus Ksubas Daf Chaf. The second parak, Aisha Shinas Armoa. The Zichu Masechus Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazachas Torah. So the three daps we're going to focus on, number one, is Tana Brisa, Imesha Edim Shiksav Yadam Huze. If there are other witnesses that testify that this is the witness's handwriting, or their handwriting is authenticated from another source, Mishtar Shikar Lev Ira Behukusak Bebasin, Eina Amanim. From a star which a challenge had been raised and was upheld in Basin, these new Edim are not believed. This is the support for Ravasi, who said, Ein Makaimas Ashtar El Mishtar Shikar Lev Ir, Vahukasak Bebasin. We do not certify Ashtar except from a document that was challenged in Basin and was upheld. Rashi explains that if this source document was challenged and not authenticated by the witnesses who signed it, or other witnesses, it might also be a forgery. Those from the Hardah said that when there's no certified document, Ein Makaimas Ashtar El Mishtay Ksubos, O Mishtay Sadus, Vahushal Chalim Balan, Shalashanim Bishofi. We may certify a star only from two ksubas, meaning the witnesses had signed two previous ksubas, or from the bill of sale of two fields, provided that their owners harvested from them for 3 years peacefully, without any challenges. Point number two is taught in a braisa. Kosev adam edusa ahashtar umeid aleha afil lachar kamashanim. A person may write his edus on a document and testify orally from it even many years later. Rav Huna said, b'husha zochar ma'atzmo, and this applies only where he remembers the edus on his own. Rashi explains that he remembers in general on his own and only uses it to fill in the details. Rav Yochanan said, Afu pisha ein zocher ma'atzmo. He may testify on it even if he does not remember the edus on his own. Rabbi said we can learn from Rav Yochanan that if there are two people that have edus and one of them forgot it, midchar chad l'chavre, the other one may remind his friend. Rav Chaviva said, Afil atzmo, even if the litigant himself reminds the aid of his testimony is valid. Rashi explains that the litigant prodded the witness until the witness remembered the facts on his own. Marbrei Ravashi said, Atzma lo. If the litigant reminded the witness, it's not a valid testimony. The Gemara states that the halacha is that the litigant may not remind the witness unless the witness is a summa merabbanan, a young rabbinical student. Since it's assumed, he'll be certain that he remembers himself. And point number three is taught in the Mishnah Olos, Hatulios Hakrobos ben Leir ben Lederach, concerning mounds that are either near the town or the path. Both new ones and old ones are tameh. The Gemara explains that while one might have thought that people would know if a new mound is tameh, since it's close to the path or city, it's possible that a woman buried her fetus there privately. But those that are far from the town or the path, chadashus taharos yashanos tameos, the new ones are tahor and the old ones are tameh. The new mounds are tahor since they're too far for a woman to go bury her fetus, but the old ones are tameh because it's possible people have forgotten their status. Remer considers 50 amos as near and considers any mound that is 60 years as old, even if it's more distant than 50 amos. Rav Yehuda says near means that there's no mound closer than it, and old means that no one remembers when it came to being. When Rav Chissa suggests we can learn from Rav Meir that Edus is remembered for up to 60 years, the Gemara rejects it, saying that in the case of the mound, since it was not incumbent on one person to remember, we suspect people forget after 60 years. But in the case of Edus, since it's incumbent on the witness, he can remember it even after 60 years. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, it was taught in a braisa, imyesh edim shiksav yadam huze. If there are other witnesses that testify that this is the witness's handwriting, or their handwriting is authenticated from another source, mishtar shikar lav ir, v'chuzak bebasin, ein ne'amanim. From a star which a challenge had been raised and was upheld in basin, these new edim are not believed. This is the support for Ravasi, who said, Ein makaimas ashtar el mishtar shikar lav ir, v'chuzak bebasin. We do not certify ashtar except from a document that was challenged in basin and was upheld. Rashi explains that if this source document was challenged and not authenticated by the witnesses who signed it, or other witnesses, it might also be a forgery. Those from the Hardah said that when there's no certified document, Ein Makaimas Ashtar El Mishtay Ksubos, O Mishtay Sadus, Vahushal Chalim Balan, Shalashanim Bishofi. We may certify a star only from two ksubas, meaning the witnesses had signed two previous ksubas, or from the bill of sale of two fields, provided that their owners harvested from them for 3 years peacefully, without any challenges. Point number two is taught in a braisa. Kosev adam edusa ahashtar umeid aleha afil lachar kamashanim. A person may write his edus on a document and testify orally from it even many years later. Rav Huna said, b'husha zocher ma'atzmo, and this applies only where he remembers the edus on his own. Rashi explains that he remembers in general on his own and only uses it to fill in the details. Rav Yochanan said, afu pisha ein zocher ma'atzmo. He may testify on it even if he does not remember the edus on his own. Rabbi said we can learn from Rabbi Yochanan that if there are two people that have edus and one of them forgot it, midchar chad l'chavre, the other one may remind his friend. Rav Chaviva said, afil atzmo, even if the litigant himself reminds the aid of his testimony is valid. Rashi explains that the litigant prodded the witness until the witness remembered the facts on his own. Marbury to Ravashi said, Atzma lo. If the litigant reminded the witness, it's not a valid testimony. The Gemara states that the halacha is that the litigant may not remind the witness unless the witness is a summa merabbanan, a young rabbinical student, since it's assumed, he'll be certain that he remembers himself. And point number three is taught in the Mishnah Olos, Hatulios Hakrobos ben Leir ben Lederach, concerning mounds that are either near the town or the path. Both new ones and old ones are tameh. The Gemara explains that while one might have thought that people would know if a new mound is tameh, since it's close to the path or city, it's possible that a woman buried her fetus there privately. But those that are far from the town or the path, chadashas tahoros, yeshanas tameos, the new ones are tahor and the old ones are tameh. The new mounds are tar since they're too far for a woman to go bury her fetus, but the old ones are tameh because it's possible people have forgotten their status. Remer considers 50 amos as near and considers any mound that is 60 years as old, even if it's more distant than 50 amos. Rabbi Yehuda says near means that there's no mound closer than it, and old means that no one remembers when it came to being. When Rav Chisda suggests we can learn from Rabbi Meir that Eidus is remembered for up to 60 years, the Gemara rejects it, saying that in the case of the mound, since it was not incumbent on one person to remember, we suspect people forget after 60 years. But in the case of Eidus, since it's incumbent on the witness, he can remember it even after 60 years. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Chaf, and our standard Siman is a cafe. A cafe, so here goes. At the Basting Cafe, where two women were proudly telling their friends that their ksubas were recently used to authenticate signatures, sat a nervous witness reviewing his testimony notes, while his elderly waiter bragged that he could easily remember what happened over 60 years ago. Once again, in slow motion. At the Basting Cafe, that must mean we're on Daf Chaf. At the Basting Cafe, where two women were proudly telling their friends that their ksubas were recently used to authenticate signatures, which reminds us, we do not certify a shtar except from a document that was challenged in Basin and was upheld. Those from the Hardah said that when there is no certified document, we may certify a shtar only from two ksubas, meaning the Adim had signed two previous ksubas, or from the bill of sale of two fields, provided that their owners harvested from them for 3 years peacefully without any challenges. So at the Basting Cafe, where two women were proudly telling their friends that their ksubas were recently used to authenticate signatures, sat a nervous witness reviewing his testimony notes, which reminds us it was taught in a brisa, Kosev Adam Edusa al Hashtar made Aleha Afil Achor Kamashanim. A person may write his testimony on a document and testify orally from it even many years later. Rav Huna said this applies only where he remembers the testimony on his own. Rashi explains that he remembers in general on his own and only uses the notes to fill in the details. Rabbi Yochanan said, Afo pisha ein zochra me'atzmo. He may testify on even if he does not remember the testimony on his own. So at the Basting Cafe, where two women were proudly telling their friends that their ksubas were recently used to authenticate signatures, sat a nervous witness reviewing his testimony notes, while his elderly waiter bragged that he could easily remember what happened over 60 years ago. Which reminds us, when Rav Chisda suggests that we can learn from Rav Meir that Eidus is remembered for up to 60 years, such as in the case of the tumah status of old mounds outside the path or city, the Gemara rejects it, saying that in the case of the mound, since it was not incumbent on one person to remember, we suspect people forget after 60 years. But in the case of Eidus, since it's incumbent on the aid, he can remember it even after 60 years. So once again, at the Basting Cafe, where two women were proudly telling their friends that their ksubas were recently used to authenticate signatures, sat a nervous witness reviewing his testimony notes, while his elderly waiter bragged that he could easily remember what happened over 60 years ago. All right, so now it's time for Four Balabach Chazara. Daf Tez Zayin. So the simmer Daf Tez Zayin is toes. So here goes. The two acrobats with the large toes. Toes? That must be more on Daf Tez Zayin. The two acrobats with the large toes who performed a trapeze act at a wedding and were aiding that the call down below went out with a veil, which reminds us, the opening mission of the second parak stated, Aisha Shinis Armo Oshinis Garsha, a woman who is widowed or divorced is claiming her ksuba. She says, you married me as a basula and you owe me a ksuba of 200 zuz. And he says, no, I married you as an almana and I only owe you 100 zuz. If there are witnesses that she went out with the hinuma and her hair down, her ksuba is 200 zuz. The Gemara says that the reason she's believed is because there were witnesses, but if there are no witnesses, the husband is believed, which implies that the mishnah is not in accordance with Gamliel, who believes a woman who claims she was violated after her erison and entitles her to a full ksuba. The The Gemara answers that it can even be Raman Gamliel. In the earlier Mishnah, Raman Gamliel believed her because it was a case of Bari Vashema, but here it's a case of Bari Vibari. So the two acrobats with the large toes who performed a trapeze act at a wedding and were aiding that the kala down below went out with a veil were so surprised when they overheard the caterer tell a guest, "This wedding hall property was your father's, and I bought it from him." Which reminds me of Yeshua's mode in the Migu case of someone saying, "This field was your father's, but I bought it from him." He's believed for the same mouth that is forbidden as the mouth that is permitted. This is a case of Hare Ein Shor Shachu Fanecha. Here there is no slaughtered ox before you, meaning there was no grounds for a claim. If the person had kept quiet about the field, no one would have ever investigated. But in the case of the woman who claimed she was violated after the Kedushin, Rabbi Yeshua holds she's not believed since it was a chassan not finding the basulim that initiated the claim. So the two acrobats with the large toes who performed a trapeze act at a wedding and were aiding that the kala down below went out with a veil were so surprised when they overheard the caterer tell a guest, "This wedding hall property was your father's and I bought it from him," that they knocked over a kos of truma wine that was being passed in front of the kala. Which reminds us, a braisa listed various signs that a kala was a basura, one of them being, Haviru Fanel kos shel basura. They passed before her an announcement cup. Rav Adar Bar Av explained that they passed before her a cup of truma wine as if to say that if she married a Kohen, Ruya Haisa Zo La'echo B'truma, she's fitting to eat truma. When Rav Papa objected and said that an Alman who marries a Kohen can also eat truma, the Gemara answers, Zo Reshis K'truma Reshis. This kala is having relations with her chasin is a first for her, like truma is the first that is separated from one's produce. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman. Used car salesman. That must mean more on Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman who told the chassan that the kala was very beautiful and that he would never lie. Which reminds us, we have a Malkos Beis Shem Beis Hill regarding Ketzer Meraknim Lifnei HaKala. What do we say in the presence of the kala? Do we say the truth or do we say kala na'a v'chasuda? So the used car salesman who told the chassan that the kala was very beautiful and that he would never lie, and who had a side business selling used shofars at massive levayas, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, mevatim talmud Torah lahutzas ameis achnasas a kala, where mevatel talmud Torah to carry the dead out to burial and to accompany a kala to the chuppah. When does this apply? When there are not a sufficient number of people doing so, but when the number of people is sufficient, one may not be mevatel as learning. The Gemara asks, what is considered a sufficient number of people to honor a deceased? And Rav Shmuel Bar Inya said, in the name of Rav, 12,000 men and 6,000 men with chauffeurs for a total of 18,000 people. Other opinions are brought as well. So the used car salesman who told the chassan that the car was very beautiful and that he would never lie, and who had a side business selling used chauffeurs at massive levayas, didn't realize the car couldn't be seen behind her hinuma, where she was dozing. Which reminds us, the Mishnah had stated, V'im yesh edim sheyatzes behinuma, that if there are witnesses that the kala went out with a hinuma to indicate that she's a basula, she receives a ksuba of 200 zuz. The Gemara asks, what is a hinuma? Asur Chabar Papa said, in the name of Ze'iri, it's a round canopy of hadasim. Rabbi Yochanan said, krisit menamna bakalsa, it's a veil in which the bride dozes. Rashi explains that since the eyes are covered by the veil, she sometimes dozes behind it. The term hinuma is related to tenuma, which is Hebrew for slumber. Daf Yud Ches, so the Simmer Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. It was an embarrassing moment at the chuppah. Chuppah? That must mean we're on Daf Yud Ches. It was an embarrassing moment at the chuppah when a borrower who borrowed with Eidim tried to pay the chassan back without Eidim, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that the halacha is hamalvas chaveru be'edim eino tzarich lefaro be'edim, that if one borrows from someone in the presence of witnesses, the borrower is not required to repay him in the presence of witnesses. So it was an embarrassing moment of the chuppah when a borrower who borrowed with Eidim tried to pay the chassan back without Eidim. And the chassan said, I lent you more. And the borrower was only moda b'mixas. Which reminds us, Rabbah taught mifnei ma'am retorah moda b'mixas satana yishava. Why did the Torah say that one who admits to a part of a claim must swear that the denial of the other part is true? Chazaka ain't adam me'iz panam mifnei balchoba, because it's a chazaka that a person is not brazen enough to deny his obligation in the face of his lender. Therefore, it's possible that the debtor really wished to deny the entire loan, and the reason he did not deny it entirely is only because the person is not brazen enough to deny the entire loan to the face of the lender. Rabba brings another rationale as well. So it was an embarrassing moment of the chuppah when a borrower who borrowed with Eidim tried to pay the chassan back without Eidim. And the chassan said, I lent you more, and the borrower was only moda b'mixas. And then the Eidim suddenly spoke up and said, we were forced with a financial threat, but we're not believed. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that Eidim she'amru ksav yadeinu huzeh, if witnesses come to certify a document, and they say, this is our handwriting, ava anusim hayinu, katanim hayinu, psuhi edus hayinu, hari elu ne'amanim, but we were forced to sign, or we were minors when we were signed, or we were unfit to testify, They're believed. Rami Bar Chama said that this applies when they were forced with a threat to their lives, but if they said they were forced with a threat to their finances, they're not believed because Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha. A person cannot establish himself as a Rasha. Rasha explains that a witness cannot disqualify himself with a self-incriminating statement because Karav Hu Eitzel Atzmo V'Karav Pasul Eidus. A person is considered related to himself and a person cannot testify about his relatives. Daf Yud Tes. So the symbol for Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. The famous detective who came on board the yacht, that must be warned of Yutes. The famous detective who came on board the yacht to figure out if the borrower, or lender, or Aiden shouted the words, Shtar Aman Huzeh, which reminds us, if you'd have said in the name of Rav, Ha'omer Shtar Aman Huzeh, Einu Ne'aman. If one says concerning a loan document, this is a document written on trust, he's not believed. Rush explains that the loan never took place. Rather, the borrower wrote it and gave it to the lender in anticipation of the loan and trusted that the lender would not try to collect payment unless the loan occurred, but then the lender broke his trust. The Gemara seeks to clarify who said it was a shtar mana. Was it the lova, the malva, or the aiding? So the famous detective who came on board the yacht to figure out if the borrower, lender, or aiding shouted the words shtar mana huzeh and had the cabin searched for shtar amanas, paruas, and pasim, which reminds us of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said, Asuwa la adam shiyasha shtar parua betok beso. It's asur for a person referring to a lender to keep a paid-up loan document in his house. As the pasuk says, al tashken bo halecha avla, let not injustice dwell in your tent. So the famous detective who came on board the yacht to figure out if the borrower, lender, or aiding shouted the words shtar amanu huzeh and had the cabin searched for shtar amanas, paruas, and pasim was in for a big surprise when two men claimed he coerced someone to sell him his magnifying glass, and although they signed the shtar, declared moda hayu devarenu, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said, aiding who signed a loan document and later said moda hayu devarenu, our words of testimony were preceded by a notification of non-intent by the owner, they're not believed. Here, though, Adim testified that before they signed, the seller indicated he was being coerced to sell and did not want the sale to be effective. They signed to help save the seller from the situation. They're not believed because their later testimony cannot invalidate the signed document held by the lender. Marbar Ravashi said, in the case of the Moda, they are believed. This is because they are permitted to sign such a document to rescue the seller from the buyer's threats. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our 10-question pop quiz. Number 1. Which definition that one of the signs that a kala was a basura is when they passed before her a kosho basura, which is a cup of truma wine. That's on daf. Tazayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that some alchokas of Eidim are believed when they say moda hayu dvarenu, which is said when they try to save the seller who was coerced to sell. That's on daf. Yud tes. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn why the Torah says a moda b'miksa swears. That's on daf. Yudches. Good. Number 4. Which of the one that a hinuma is either a canopy of hadasim or a veil where the kala sometimes dozes? That's on daf. Yedzayin. Good. Number 5. Which of the one that an aide can remember his aides for longer than 60 years? That's on daf. Chaf. Good. Number 6. Which of the one that the Gemara seeks to clarify who said shtar amanu huzeh? That's on daf. Yotes. Good. Number 7. Which of the one, a person who borrowed in front of Adim does not need to repay the loan in front of Adim. That's on daf. Yotes. Good. Number 8. Which of the one, that an aide can use notes to help him recall his testimony. That's on daf. Chaf. Good. Number 9. Which of the one, the revat the Talmud Torah, Levi Semes and Achnasas Kala, and a sufficient number for Levi is 12,000 people with 6,000 blowing shofars. That's on daf. Yedzan. Good. And number 10, which of the one that when there's no certified document, we may certify a shtar only from two ksubas, meaning the witnesses had signed two previous ksubas, or from the bill of sale of two fields. That's on daf. Chaf. Excellent. All right. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.